Sure, members of the Innisfil Beach Cruisers like their cars, old, new, sporty, or just something members like to show off at their Thursday summer cruise nights. But there's lots more to the 150-strong group. Every year we pick one or two charities, explains Cruiser Executive Committee member, Walter Rosenberger. The food bank is probably number one in our books. We all live here and the community supports us, so it's a two-way street. In recent weeks, club members collected 340 pounds of food, which they collected instead of charging an entrance fee on cruise nights. They also raised money for the food bank through 50-to-50 draws through the year. After a summer with few donations, Donna Sawyer at the Innisfil Food Bank suddenly found herself surrounded by what must have seemed like an embarrassment of riches earlier in September. There was all that food and money from the cruisers. Members of the band, 93 North, also brought in the proceeds of an event. The Innisfil Female Friends Group also donated food. Kendra Adams Motorsports delivered food and cash. And the Rotary Club of Innisfil collected food at their harvest dinner. The following week, the mortgage station donated food and cash collected from their team meeting. Candy, Children and Youth Entertainment Simcoe County, donated food from their family fall fest. Odette Novielli, Desjardins Insurance, held a food drive for the food bank. Plus Tech Extrusions and the Innisfil Soccer U12 development team made cash donations. And community partners made a donation following their golf tournament. Given that the Innisfil Food Bank has been spending $6,000 per week on food, the donations were both welcomed and needed. In the past 4 years, says Sawyer, demand has increased 78%. We're seeing everybody here, she says. The food bank supported more than 900 families during the first half of the year. Double-income families facing increasing costs are among those who Sawyer has seen come to the food bank, along with couples raising their grandchildren, people receiving medical treatment unable to work, as well as caregivers. Add to that a new influx which includes homeless as well as international students. With 20 to 25 new families looking for support every month, up from 10 in earlier years, that number is quickly growing. Our community is one of the most generous communities I've ever lived in, says Sawyer, adding that the Innisfil Food Bank receives no regular government funding. Our community is thoughtful in remembering that we're here and we're trying every day to feed people in our neighborhood. And although the community has proven generous, the donations come in waves, ebbing in the summer months. With fall suddenly upon us, thoughts increasingly turn to giving, says Sawyer. Schools are starting to get involved again, and businesses, big and small, are bringing in food and money. And the food bank is in the process of putting together monthly drives, in hopes of keeping the donations coming year-round. That could include monthly themes, such as a focus on proteins, encouraging donations of peanut butter, beans, chicken and turkey. Other themes could include school snacks or cozy foods. Sawyer encourages community members to think about the food bank as they shop for Thanksgiving. She welcomes peanut butter, jam, pancake mixes, syrup and protein items. As for the cruisers, they've just taken their hobby to a whole new level, says Sawyer. In addition to helping out the food bank, the car enthusiasts also deliver a turkey dinner to folks in the community at Christmas time. Last year they supported Royal Victoria Regional Health Center through their 50-to-50 draws. They also share their passion for cars with people living in seniors' homes by displaying 10-to-20 vehicles at local homes. I can only stare at my car for so long, says Rosenberger. It's our small way to give back to the people who support us.